With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The newest update from the weather team at Colorado State University shows even more favorable predictions for the 2026 hurricane season. The team at CSU says the increased likelihood of a moderate to strong El Nino weather effect is a primary factor for the new prediction of 11 named storms. The CSU team anticipates 5 to become hurricanes and 2 to become major hurricanes. That's a Category 3 or above. For reference, the April forecast called for 13 named storms, with 6 of those becoming hurricanes. The long-term seasonal average is 14 named storms with 7 hurricanes and 3 of those major. So the 2026 season is considered below average. Speaking of weather,
these appointments reflect the government's commitment to building a world-class National Weather Service.
The National Weather Service welcomes 4 meteorologists as part of a, quote, broad government effort to strengthen its capabilities to deliver round-the-clock coverage and more advanced forecasting for folks in the Cayman Islands. Acting Director General of the Cayman Islands National Weather Service, Carrie Powery, tells Radio Cayman Javon Forrest and Sheena Karanja joined the service as meteorological observers, and Paula Wellington and Desiree Neverson-Jack as meteorological forecasters, marking a, quote, significant step in the Weather Service's transition from an aviation-focused operation to a comprehensive weather service. In court, a man accused of handling stolen goods has pled not guilty. Donald Dexter Dixon appeared on Friday, where he denied possessing a Ford Ranger he allegedly knew or suspected was stolen. The charges date back to October 2025. Mr. Dixon has been granted bail and is expected to return to court at a later date.
This campaign is to help all of us sort of reset and remember what is important and how we can stay as safe as possible on the roads that we have.
There are more than 3,400 traffic accidents reported in 2025, inspiring local service organization Rotary Sunset to push a new road safety campaign, If I'd Known. President-elect Jennifer Weber says it's broken into 4 components, starting with seen.
We focus on headlights and visibility awareness. So headlights are about being seen, not just to see. So the message is, if I'd known I was invisible without my lights, I would have had my lights on, been seen, and stayed safe.
Next up, leave space. That'll give you room to safely stop in case of an emergency, preferably 2 car lengths. Next, a no-brainer, phones down.
This is about putting our phone down and staying focused on the road and not letting our mobile phone distract us.
The last tenet is to drive defensively. For more information on the campaign, you can email rotarysunsetky@gmail.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has warned that he's ready to resume military action if Tehran doesn't abide by its obligations. He was speaking on the sidelines of a G7 meeting 2 days before the signing of an accord to pause the war pending a full agreement. The International Energy Agency says oil stocks in OECD countries have fallen to their lowest levels since 1990. It said releases from emergency reserves accelerated due to the conflict in the Gulf. There have been more Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon, despite warnings from Iran that Israel would face what it called a hard response if it didn't stop the attacks. Lebanese media say there were drone attacks and shelling overnight. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo are searching for a 6-year-old girl with Ebola who was taken from a treatment facility in North Kivu province. They say the child and her mother were taken from a hospital by armed men. Germany's armed forces are set to increase the number of experiments carried out on animals. The Defence Ministry cited complex military research demands and the global security situation as reasons. Britain's National Crime Agency says it carried out raids in Germany last month that dealt a significant blow to gangs smuggling migrants across the Channel. Thousands of items used in small boat crossings were seized, including dinghies, engines and life jackets. Norway's royal family says the Crown Princess Mette Marit has undergone a successful lung transplant in Oslo. She had been suffering from chronic pulmonary fibrosis. That's the latest. BBC News.